listening to Real Talk on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
Oh, thank you everyone for tuning in, and welcome to Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. Donald Trump, he's back. Oh my goodness, he's back. He promised to drain the swamp. He's not draining it. He's turned it upside down. He's kicked it around, and now he's jumping on top of it. And his opponents, the media and the Democrats, are left defending fraud, waste, corruption, paper straws, and they're defending deranged men hell-bent on destroying female sports. We have seen nothing like this ever. I never thought I'd live to see the day. President Trump's first days were well-planned and executed. He and his team hit the ground running. Elon Musk operates at a level that leaves even his billionaire genius mates awestruck. We are witnessing a digital 1776 revolution. It is so big, massive. The world is now different. Trump 2.0 has normalized the impossible. On his confirmation, Energy Secretary Chris Wright declared, quote, net zero policies raised energy costs for American families and businesses, threaten the reliability of our energy systems, and undermine our energy and national security. Meanwhile, back in New Zealand, our Prime Minister Chris Luxon lamely states, quote, oh look, you can't be living in the 21st century and deny human-induced climate change is real. It is real. There's no room for climate change denialists or minimalists in the 21st century, I put it to you. That's why the national government signed New Zealand up to the Paris Agreement. That's why we're deeply committed to net carbon zero by 2050. And that's Chris Luxon. Mr. Luxon, it's a scam. It's a scam. The thing's a scam from the start to the finish. Every bit of it is a scam. President Trump has withdrawn the United States from the Paris Agreement. Here in New Zealand, Mr. Luxon's doubled down. Net zero shackles and chains us. We can work hard, we can work smart, but to little or no material gain. We need cheap, reliable energy, and lots of it. Mr. Luxon's show pony robs us all. Net zero is a recipe for economic disaster. The Trump 2.0 changes are so massive and so fast they're proving impossible to report. We can keep informed, but only by following Elon Musk and other US leaders on X. There is transparency, but the speed and comprehensiveness of change has proved the legacy media as unfit for purpose as the bureaucracy and pre-Trump politics. The legacy media and government are entwined in corruption and are now exposed and rotting. The cultural shift is also dramatic. One anecdote illustrates it. In a classic gotcha, the media screamed that one of Elon Musk's 19-year-old engineers had unwisely said bad things online about Indians under the moniker Big Balls. He resigned. The normal course would be apologies all around and self-flagellation, with the policy reform knocked off course and the media out hunting their next victim. But not now. The Vice President of the United States, J.D. Vance, posted on X, here's my view. I obviously disagree with some of Elise's posts, but I don't think stupid social media activity should ruin a kid's life. We shouldn't reward journalists who try to destroy people, ever. So I say bring him back. If he's a bad dude or a terrible member of the team, fire him for that. When asked, President Trump agreed. Big Balls kept his job. Congressman Ro Khanna posted to J.D. Vance that he wanted Big Balls to prostrate himself and pay penance. Quote, for the sake of our kids. Now, as it happens, J.D. Vance's wife is Indian. J.D. Vance replied, quote, for the sake of both of our kids? Grow up. Racist trolls on the internet, while offensive, don't threaten my kids. You know what does? A culture that denies grace to people who make mistakes. A culture that encourages congressmen to act like whiny children. I can't overstate how much I loathe this emotional blackmail pretending to be concerned. My kids, God willing, will be risk takers. They won't think constantly about whether a flippant comment or wrong viewpoint will follow them around for the rest of their lives. They will tell stupid jokes. They'll develop views that they later think are wrong or even gross. I made mistakes as a kid, and thank God I grew up in a culture that encouraged me to grow and to learn and feel remorse when I screwed up and offered grace when others did. I don't worry about my kids making mistakes or developing views they later regret. I don't even worry that much about trolls on the internet. You know what I do worry about, Ro? That they'll grow up to be a US congressman who engages in emotional blackmail over a kid's social media posts. You disgust me. Boom. If there was a moment where everything changed, I would nominate these posts by J.D. Vance, the Vice President of the United States. No more bullying. No more kowtowing. No more fake outrage. No more fake apologies. The dads are back in charge. The dads are back in charge. They've had enough. America is back. America is back. But where is New Zealand? Send me a text, 2057. Email me, inbox@rallycheck.radio. Thank you for listening.
From caps to tees and bags to bumper stickers, we have you covered. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/shop.